I will call the meeting to order. My clock says it's 1:31. This is Thursday, June 16th, 2022. And this is the Akron Metropolitan Area Transportation Study Policy Committee meeting. The first item was called to order, which I just did. We have a determination of quorum. Do we have anybody for audience participation?
We do not.
Okay, thank you. That'll bring us to the minutes we have before us. The minutes for May 19th, 2022. If you've had a chance to review them, I'd be looking for a motion to adopt.
Motion to approve, Linda Clark.
Mayor Clark with the motion.
Second, Mayor Judge.
Mayor Judge with the second. Any discussion before we take a vote?
This is Mayor Judge. Not a discussion point on this piece of legislation, but is this something we can safely assume we'll be back discussing on other projects in the near future? Increases?
We will, yeah, we can discuss. Why don't we discuss that under the resolution 2022-13?
Okay.
Okay. Any discussion relevant to the meeting minutes of May 19th? Okay. I will do a motion. All in favor, I assume you're going to say aye. If there's any opposed or abstaining, please note that now. Okay, we've had no abstained and no votes, so we'll assume it's passed unanimously. Okay, this will take us to item three, staff reports. First item, financial progress report. Curtis Baker.
All right, thank you, Mr. Chair. Very quickly, this is the same financial progress report you all saw in May. We've through April had spent 67% of the budget. We're in good shape, and I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Any questions for Director Baker? Okay, then I'll be looking for a motion.
Jim Bowling, move to approve.
Second, Gonsi.
Okay, thank you, gentlemen. We have a motion and a second to approve the financial report. Any other discussion? Okay, once again, I'll make a motion. All in favor say aye. It doesn't really matter. Is there anybody opposed or abstaining? Okay, for the record, there is none. It's assumed to have passed unanimously. Next is our technical progress report. Again, Director Baker.
All right, thank you, Mr. Chairman. So last week, AMETS received funding estimates from ODOT for finalizing our 2022 numbers for our federal funding programs, and also gave us estimates for our 2023 program. It does appear that AMETS is set to receive about $12.5 million in STBG, $1.25 million in TASA, and $1.25 million in the new carbon reduction program. Apparently the carbon reduction program is one that is meant to be sub-allocated to the MPOs over 200,000, which we are. And so one of the challenges that we'll be looking at is one, I mean, in the positive, it means we're going to get roughly about $3.5 million more for 2023 than we initially anticipated. But secondly, the staff will be working this summer to figure out the best way to recommend to apply the carbon reduction grants. Mostly, is it something that we want to sub in for projects that are already in the system that are eligible for carbon reduction, then freeing up STBG? Or, you know, should we start a carbon reduction program that looks at applications for this type of work? That's something that we'll be discussing this summer. Also, there is a notice of fund availability from the feds about the Safe Streets for All program. Program requires applicants to have a safety action plan in place before applying for those dollars. And that's something that we will talk about under other business that I can get into a little bit more detail. But with that, those were kind of the two big things I wanted to bring to your attention. I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Any questions for Director Baker? Okay, hearing none, we'll move to item 3C, which is the AMATS Federal Funds Report. Dave Poulet.
Okay, thank you. I just want to say that we do feel your pain as far as how inflation is affecting our project bids. We, as Curtis mentioned, we have a small, we have some modest gains in our funding over the next several years. And then we do have the new carbon reduction funding. And we certainly want to, I just want to say that we certainly want to work with you. We want to, if you need our 15% increase to, you know, get your project off the ground because of high bids, we will certainly work with you and do whatever we can to try to make, you know, try to make things come together. Many of these projects were applied for years ago. I know we have several, we have a lot of projects now that are just coming up from the 2017 round of funding, and things have changed considerably as far as cost since then. So I just want to let you know, we will try to work with you, do what we can to try to make your projects successful. And that's all I have.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Poulet. Any questions? Okay, and we will have, I'm sure, discussions under 6C regarding this 15% cost increase, but right now we'll move to old business item number 4. Is there any old business before the committee?
There is not.
Is there any new business before the committee under item 5?
There is not.
Okay, so we'll go to item 6, resolutions. The first is resolution 2022-11. This is approving amendment number 18 to the fiscal year 21 through 24 transportation improvement program to add 2 new projects. And I will allow David Poulet to introduce this.
Okay, thank you. This is, I guess this is the main reason that we are meeting today for this special meeting. We have a request to add 2 projects to the TIP so that they can be recognized by the Federal Highway Administration. The first project that we want to add is Summit Interstate 77 / State Route 8. This is Akron. This is the state route section of State Route 8 that basically goes by the university. The project limits are from just south of the central interchange to just north of Perkins Street. There's a nickname for this project is called the Braid. They want to try to do some ramp reconfigurations where traffic gets on and off State Route 8 by the university. And we are adding this project so that engineering can get underway. The construction is scheduled in 2027, but engineering activities are scheduled in 2023. And we want to get this into the TIP so that can happen. The other project is Jones Road. This is a bridge replacement in Portage County. This is being added so that the county can pursue some additional federal funding for some additional costs. And it needs to be in the TIP. It has to be recognized in the TIP. So we are also adding this project. If there's any questions, I'd be glad to answer them.
Any questions for Mr. Poulet? Okay, hearing none, I'd look for a motion.
Move to approve Marazzi 2211.
Thank you.
Second, Jim Bowling.
Okay, we have a motion and a second to approve amendment number 18, which is attachment 6A under resolution 2022-11. Any other discussion before we take a roll call? Okay, hearing none, we'll assume all in favor unless we hear otherwise. I'm asking for any nays or
abstentions. Point of order, Chairman.
Yeah.
Robert's rule of order requires us to take a voice vote on any motion. So if we want it legal, and I'm sure the people will, I just checked with our expert here at the city, and that's what she said.
Okay. Well, then we will ask the chairman or his designee to roll call one community by at a time so you can do a roll call.
She didn't say we had to have a roll call. We had to have a voice vote.
Yeah, but I don't understand the philosophy of asking to call voice vote when you can't determine where the voices are or even hear them. But if okay. if that's the way you want to do it, we can say everybody say aye. Go ahead, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
All right, thank you. Now, if there's any abstentions or nays, please voice your position. Okay, we'll assume unanimous support for resolution 2022-11. Thank you, by the way, for your correction on Robert's Rules of Order. Next is item B, 6B, which is resolution 2022-12, attachment 6B in your agenda. This is approving a fiscal year 2022 elderly and disabled program project awards. And we'll have Director Baker talk about this.
I'm sorry, Mr. Chairman. I think this one will actually be Mr. Gardner.
Thank you.
Fine. Your designee.
Okay. Attachment 6B in your packet. The staff is recommending that the policy committee approve approximately $557,000 in federal funds from ODOT's elderly and disabled program for handicap accessible vehicles for four social service agencies in the area. The projects will be programmed into fiscal year 2022 of the TIP. We just received notice of these awards last week, so that's the reason for the short notice. The staff is recommending approval of resolution 2022-12. Are there any questions?
Okay, thank you, Mr. Gardner. Hearing no questions, I'll look for a motion.
Take a motion, Gonsi.
Well, since Mr. Gonsi did first, I'll do second, Clark.
Okay, thank you, Mayor Clark. We have a motion and a second. Any discussion before we do a roll call? Okay, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Are there any opposed or abstentions? Okay, hearing none, we have a unanimous approval. Thank you. This takes us to item 6C. This is resolution 2022-13. In your folder as attachment 6C. This is a resolution to approve a 15% cost increase for three projects over the AMATS funding cap. A motion is required, so we're going to turn it over to Director Baker.
All right, thank you, Mr. Chairman. As many of you know, the AMATS staff have the authority to provide a 15% project cost increase to projects that do not exceed the AMATS funding cap if we have funding available. The Summit County Engineer has three projects that are currently at the AMATS funding cap for the resurfacing program. They are requesting an additional 15% increase to their three projects, which would total roughly $420,000 in additional AMATS funds. The additional funding requested is currently available in the AMATS budget. According to the AMATS funding policy, only this committee, the policy committee, has the authority to approve additional funds over and above the AMATS funding cap. I've asked Mr. Paradise to come before the committee and give some comments as to why he's requesting these additional funds. And if the committee feels that this is appropriate, that would be shown through approving resolution 2022-13. And with that, I'll just hand it over to Mr. Paradise.
Good afternoon. We've all been hit with skyrocketing inflation. Our first project is one we're not funding, but it gave us an inkling of what was coming. We had a project on White Pond Drive. We bid it in December. It came in 38% over the estimate. We redid our estimates, bid it again, got no bids. We redid our estimates a third time in setting the engineer's official estimate at 38% over the estimate. That project came in 13% over that estimate. So we pushed that project back to next year. We're just not going to fund that much money on it. We had three other bids, Cleveland Madison Road Part 1 and Part 2. We combined into one job, hoping to get better cost estimates. The consultant estimate was $2.2 million. We bid it a couple months ago, and it came in at $2.9 million, is our estimate we put on it. The apparent low bidder was $3.3 million. Ravenna Road, Part 1, which is a project that extends from Twinsburg down to Old Mill, consultant estimated 8.86. First bids we set the estimate at 956,000. We got no bids. We set the bid again at 1.1 million. We got one bid. Well, we got two bids, and the estimate, the apparent low bidder was in at 1.1 million, $300,000 above the consultant's estimate back in January this year. Similarly, Old 8 Road in Northfield Center Township, consultant estimate 975 using the ODOT estimator. We got no bids when we had the official engineer's estimate at 1.1 million. Our second estimate was at 1.2 million. The apparent low bidder was Chagrin Valley Paving, and they came in at 1.3 million. We were prepared to eat quite a portion of that cost, but we're asking AMETS to extend our policy for the 15% increase on their portion only. Everything above that, we would still pay for 100% county costs. Any questions?
Joe, the only thing I would like to add is that the TAC tip in the discussion of this issue did recommend approval of the 15% increase. And I know going back to Mayor Judge's question, we are at this point, and Dave, correct me if I'm wrong, I mean, most of our projects have been sold or encumbered. If they were not at the cap and they requested additional funds, we have been able to grant that at this point. And part of this is, I think, looking at it because our fiscal year ends this month in June. So there's really only about a week left to do this. But I think, Mayor Judge, to your point, is that I don't anticipate that this is going to go away in fiscal year 2023, which starts in July. And so we do have to think about that. I mean, I know I did mention that there was more funding of, that we're expecting more funding available. However, this practice could get pretty unwieldy at the same time if we start just awarding 15% to every project regardless. So I just wanted to add that context. I don't know if that helps answer your question earlier, Mayor Judge.
It does. Thank you, Curtis.
Curtis, if I may, I've been around for a couple of years, but I'm still really way up early on the learning curve. If I see a project that says resurfacing and it's more than 700,000, does that mean that there's already been a request and there's been some additional funding granted?
Not necessarily. So, and Dave, you might.
I mean, I'm looking at the three right above the Summit County, Arlington Road, 800,000, Main Street in Kent, 750,000, and Brecksville Road, 800,000. So, I apologize for being ignorant.
No. And actually, you bring up a good point when you're looking at the numbers. So, for our usual, and I hope I don't get this backwards, for our usual round of funding that we usually do every 2 years, we had a funding cap of $700,000 for the projects. We did a special, if you remember, we did a special round of funding in May when we got that additional CRISA funding, I believe is what it was from. And when we needed to do that and we needed to get it out the door quickly, we increased the cap to 800,000 because we wanted to be able to get that money out the door. So that's why you see the difference is some of those were awarded 700 based on the current funding policy, and some were awarded 800 based on the funding policy that we created for the special round of funding.
And I know Dave mentioned, or he talked about, we have a small balance in this STBG fund. Do we know what that balance is, number one? And number two, does it go away if we don't use it this year?
Yeah.
Or if we use, what's the answer on that?
Yeah. So it does not, we are under the threshold for ODOT, say, taking money away from us regardless. The way ODOT views us is they want us to spend as much money in the current fiscal year as possible. So they don't, a successful year for us is if we have a zero balance. I believe, Dave, I don't have the number in front of me. We have roughly right now a $1.1 million balance. Is that accurate?
Yes. 1.12 million currently.
So the, you know, and so 420 would be subtracted out of that 1.12 million.
Right. And the rest just gets carried forward.
Mm-hmm. All right.
When they close out the year, it gets carried forward.
What I'm eventually getting to is that as you, and you know, I got total sympathy for Joe and for Summit County and for all of us, you know, we got to come up with an extra $100,000 on the paving that we're doing right now that we didn't anticipate. But going forward, we're all going to be experiencing this again. Is there anything built in as far as equity in terms of who gets what shares, or how do we make sure that there's some equity in terms of these extra 15% distributions? And if I'm out of line with this, if I'm on the wrong page, please somebody tell me.
I think, you know, and honestly, Mayor Adamson, this has been sort of an issue. You know, for a lot of years, we weren't giving there was not a lot of inflation. So it wasn't something that was being requested very often. And it's only something that we've started to see kind of rear its ugly head in this last year of funding. It's really started to take precedence. And typically the way we do it is if we look at our fiscal year and we have the money available, if you're under the cap, you know, and you come and you say, hey, my project, I asked for 600,000, now I need an additional 15%. The AMAT staff has the authority to say, hey, we have the budget, it's not gonna sink any other project. And so therefore we approve it. This case and kind of what you're alluding to is that yes, we do have a lot of projects in the future that are already at the cap. And now what would happen is regardless of this decision, when you're at the cap, you have to come before the policy committee to ask for more money. And so that's what kind of kicks it into, I think, this higher level of scrutiny. And I think, you know, the concern that I would say as staff is just as we've alluded to is that yes, this is probably going to become more frequent. I think everyone that's got a project now has to anticipate a 20% increase on total cost. I mean, I think that's what we've been told by ODOT. At the same time, on the flip side of that is we do have the money, you know, and it's not going to jeopardize any other projects in 2022.
All right, this is the last thing I'm going to say.
No, please.
Because unfortunately that we're at the end and this is the only one, and I get it. The money's there. We should do it. If we're in 2023 and there were eight of these, mm-hmm. and we only had enough money to fund four of them.
Right. We wouldn't.
How do we decide which, you know, so, and if these three were on the table, might we be saying, well, we're going to give it on two of them, but not three of them. We're going to give them one on one, two. Right. And Joe, give me straight. I'm not trying to cut the legs out from anybody. I'm just trying to get a picture of how this is going to play out going forward.
No, and typically I would say, you know, first quarter, second quarter projects in a way, you know, if we're seeing a projected available balance and there's a request, we would give it to that, you know, we would give it to them. But a scenario could happen where we could give it to the first three projects, another project then requests to move up, and then later in the year, a project comes and asks for that 15% and they can't do it. So typically what we try to do is we sort of, and what we've used this as a carrot to say, get, you know, the sooner you get your project to us and ready to go, the more likelihood that you could potentially take advantage of the funding policies that we have in place to get additional funds. But to your point, there's no guarantee, you know, if you sell in, I mean, and the reverse could happen too. You could ask for an increase in the first of the year and our balances are in the negative. And so we say, Mayor Adamson, I'm sorry, the money's not there. 6 months later, a project could fall out. You know, it could move back a year and all of a sudden we're sitting on $2 million balance. And there's no, at that point, we're too far removed from saying, oh, hey, Mayor Adamson, by the way, you know, here's what you wanted. And so the system, I guess, in a way is not, it's definitely not what I would say an equitable system. It's based on kind of, because the ODOT numbers and our numbers shift so frequently, it's sort of based on sort of, you know, where we are at the time and what we think we can do.
Curtis, I would just add that there's too many unpredictable variables. We can't, you know, we can't come up with a program that will lay out everything. It's just too different.
Yeah, and it does change, you know, and I give the example, and Mayor Adamson is, you know, when you read from what our balance sheet looked like in June of or July of last year to now, you know, in July of last year, we had a negative 2 million balance. By the end of the year, we were positive 1.1 million. And part of that is just the way that the numbers come in. ODOT might give us additional funding from previous years that had been sitting there, you know, and so you're constantly trying to, what our job is as staff is to try to put us in the best position so that we can, you know, that we're in a position where we can kind of help you guys make these types of decisions. But there's not, I mean, I would honestly just say, I don't think there's a right or wrong answer here. It's just, there's a question of, is this a precedent that we want to set right now in a high inflation environment? Or is it something where, you know, we ask all our communities to pass legislation when they get AMATS funding, and that legislation includes a commitment that anything over the amount you're given, you know, is your responsibility. And so I think it is up and kind of incumbent on this committee to decide what direction, you know, they want to go, because I don't think Joe's the only one that's going to eventually, you know, run into this problem, or Summit County Engineer. I think it's one that we'll be dealing with throughout 2023. And we might not have the funds at some point to award an additional 15%.
As to this particular request, though, the staff is recommending the approval.
Yeah, the TAC tip recommended, we went to our TAC tip, which is a small subcommittee. They recommended approval. And I think AMATS abides by the recommendation of the TAC tip for approval. However, it is definitely a policy committee decision. And it's one that I think is important for this committee to consider. Because like I said, I don't believe there's a right or wrong answer here.
Mr. Baker, you know, I had a discussion with my TAC committee representative. And his perspective of the meeting was, it's the policy committee's decision. It wasn't, in his mind, they weren't recommending that we approve it. They were recommending that it's ours to approve. That was his take from the meeting. And when I read your minutes, the way it's written, it could be either interpretation. It said, this has reviewed and request and is recommending the policy committee approve. But you could take that as because it's our authority, not theirs. And that was how he interpreted the discussion.
And I will say, I mean, there was actually a little bit of confusion on that discussion point. And the way I interpreted it as finally approved was it was recommended for funding and recommended that it was a policy committee decision. You know, Mr. McCleary, I believe you made that motion, and maybe you can clarify it better because I guess, you know, it is up to debate.
Oh, I think I tried clarifying it three times, so it was very confusing. Again, we did vote to approve it. I think that was one, we finally split it on the third try that we had a vote to approve it, and we had a vote to send it to policy committee because it is their decision.
So your vote to approve would essentially mean recommending approval to the policy committee?
Well, we voted to approve it knowing that the policy committee had the vote to approve.
Just like everything else?
Yeah.
Correct.
I saw it, Mr. Chair, I felt like it was very similar to a TAC meeting approving, you know, all of our resolutions, basically saying that, you know, they agreed with what was in the document.
Not having the authority to actually approve, but approving that.
Yeah.
And recommending to policy committee that they also approve.
Yeah.
How much carryover do you have in the SCPG?
It's 1.1 million right now. And Mr. Chairman, I do believe Mr. Bowling had his hand up as well.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I will allow Mr. Bowling to speak. Go ahead.
Thank you. Just a couple of questions. One question and a couple of thoughts. First, a question for Joe. Will these projects move forward if you don't get the funding?
That'd be a tough decision for me to make, but I would recommend it to go forward because the projects are needed.
Okay. And then the second one is more a statement and maybe a reflection on what happened at TACTIP. The statement being, I don't think we want to set a precedence where the cap can be exceeded anytime arbitrarily in the future. I think that's where this discussion really lies. However, this being an unusual situation with the extreme amount of inflation that's happening at this time, and then next year we would hope that all the members have adjusted their estimates ahead of time for what's happening and that the funds are available here at the end of the year. I think that's why when TACTIP discussed it, at least for myself, that's why I voted for going ahead and allowing this to move forward. But I think it's very important for all of us to know that in the future, if we want to increase the cap, we need to do it at the policy level and increase it before the applications go in. That's all.
Mr. Chairman, are there other STBG funded projects that would also be in a position to request more right now before the end of the year?
Mr. Poulet, do you have an answer to that? I don't believe we had one last request from Ravenna regarding one of their projects. They were not at the cap, they were under it. But I don't believe there's anything left.
No, this is it.
In terms of requests?
Yes.
You know, we just bid the Maslin Road project, and I don't know if we have any STBG money in it.
I don't believe, I think that's all CMAQ, I believe.
That one might be.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I mean, I'm sorry, Mr. McCleary also has his hand up.
Go ahead, Jim.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'd like to ask Joe if he's bid out any of these projects yet, and or they've all been bid out.
They've all been bid out.
Okay. Thank you. I think that's important as we move forward. Before anybody asks for any more money, that until they bid it out, they really don't know how much over they're going to be. So.
That's true. Anybody else want to weigh in? So the way I read it, TAC approved of it in principle, and that staff is recommending approval in this case. If there's no more discussion on it, we can look for a motion.
Move, McCleary.
Second it, Marazzi.
Yeah, we have a motion, a second. Any other discussion before we do a roll call? Okay, all in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 Okay, we will do a check. Are there any nays or abstentions? Okay, hearing none, this resolution 2022-13 has passed unanimously.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Joe. That's two wins for you this year. You should be happy.
I keep hoping.
Well, I'll keep doing a good job. All right.
Yes, sir.
Item seven, other business.
Yeah. Sorry, Mr. Chairman.
No, go ahead.
Okay. Just as I mentioned, there is a Safe Streets for All program. It requires a safety action plan for communities to apply. City of Akron approached AMATS about potentially doing a regional safety action plan for the entire region. Looking through all of the documentation, we do believe that probably makes sense. AMATS does have funding through its work program to conduct the elements of the safety action plan. The one big commitment that it would require from us would be a resolution of committing to a Vision Zero or a zero death, zero serious injury target. You know, that I think we would say we're trying to get to zero deaths on roadways by 2050. We threw it out to the TAC committee, got a positive response there, but we wanted to also update the policy committee, see if there were any objections. But our thought would be we would come in August with a resolution supporting a Vision Zero target by 2050, And then we would work through the rest of the year to develop a safety action plan with specific recommendations geared towards safety that would then be eligible to be applied to through the Safe Streets for All program. And that's something that AMATS does have the capability of doing and has received the funding to do so through the BIL. So I wanted to sort of just throw that out there, let you aware of it, and find out if anyone was opposed to the idea of a Vision Zero program or something that maybe you felt like you would not be able to support.
And I would just like to add that the funding is $1 billion per year through the next 4 years for this for the safety program. It's kind of a two-part type program. The first part is putting together a safety action plan, and then the second part is implementation of those recommendations that's in the safety plan. But there's a pretty sizable pot of money out there that's available for these projects.
Okay, any other comments? Director Baker, I was just curious, we've been building a few roundabouts out here in Green, and I know there was that AAA study back in 2017 that said the ways to reduce fatalities on our streets, they had five recommendations, and number one was roundabouts at intersections, and they said it would decrease deaths and serious injuries by 30%. Is that the type of thing that would be addressed in your safety action plan?
Yeah, that's exactly what we would be addressing. We would not only be coming up with strategies and project type level recommendations like, hey, roundabouts are great, but then we would also be recommending places for those roundabouts to go in, because what we would want to do is have a list of projects that then say the City of Green could apply for through the Safe Streets for All program and say, hey, this is part of the safety action plan, and we're putting this treatment in because we know it reduces serious injuries and fatalities.
Of course, I won't have any traffic signals left by then, but that's all right. I'm just kidding. We still have plenty, but that's the type of thing that you do.
Yeah, exactly. That's the wheelhouse.
And it's the framework just to pick those projects and identify which ones should be done.
Exactly.
Well, we've had a lot of success here, and our safety staff will tell everybody that they just don't respond to serious accidents at those major intersections like they're used to doing. Mm-hmm. And they don't enjoy those T-bones or head-on crashes.
Right.
And they see the difference. So I think we're never gonna get to zero fatalities because there's still humans involved. But the airline's an example of an industry that's almost at zero fatalities. Mm-hmm. And it's probably worth noting that it's a completely autonomous flights. They don't really need pilots. So the human error has been eliminated. And I think ultimately that's how we reach that point. But it's still a great goal for our communities. I forget the numbers, I had them earlier, but you can eliminate 20,000 deaths over a period of time by making those changes. And so I think that's a healthy look at our transportation system, which is again evolving, right?
Yep, absolutely.
And autonomous vehicles is going to be the next evolution that's going to factor in as well.
Absolutely.
Mickey, did you have a comment you want to make?
No, I'm sorry.
No, that's all right. I'm not getting the raised hands here. So I thought your hand went up, so I don't want to.
Mayor Adamson did have his hand up.
Yeah, thank you. I can't see him, so thank
that's
you.
Okay. I just raised it at the last minute. No, I just want to say, Curtis, that sounds like a great idea. That area wide approach makes a whole lot of sense. I don't know how we'd be able to put that type of plan together and get any attention. So I fully support that approach.
Thank you.
Anybody else want to make a comment? Sounds like they're moving forward, unless we have objection. We're not doing a motion at this time, but right. I think that I support the direction as well. Akron seems to. Anybody else want to comment? Feel free.
Ken, we will support the direction as well.
Okay. I was going to say, sorry, Jim, but we will be looking for members to create a task force to, work through this. So that's one of the requirements. So you might see some emails to our members asking for, nominations for people from your community to be a part of it.
Okay. Anything else under other business?
I have nothing else.
I dare say I'm going to ask Jim McCleary, my resident expert on Robert's Rules of Order. should we go back to items 2 and 3 and just take a roll call for the record? Anybody care to weigh in on that one?
I believe Mr. McCleary is trying to say yes.
Yes.
Okay. I would say
if you want it on record.
I'm going to go on record, item 2. And thanks again for your suggestion, Jim. Appreciate it. We're going to go back to item 2, and we're going to do a roll call. We had a motion, a second, as documented, for approval of our minutes from May 19th, 2022. At this time, I'm going to ask for a roll call again, this time voice vote. And all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Sorry to replicate. Are there any opposed or abstaining? And then on item 3, we're going to do a voice call on the financial progress report as presented by Director Baker. Once again, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
And again, are there any opposed or abstaining from vote? Okay, once again, thank you, Jim, for your suggestions. I think that wraps up our agenda. The next meeting is scheduled for Thursday, August 11th, 2022 at 1:30. This will be an in-person meeting at the Ballroom A Hilton Garden Inn in East Akron, Ohio. We will adjourn. Thank you, everybody, for your participation.